Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, the Momentum Center of Grand Haven hosts an Oscar-nominated film this Friday. We get a preview. Elvis the Tribute Artist joins in ahead of his appearance at the Shelley Irwin Fun Run. Pondera Advisors has a new CEO. We talked to her. The Humane Society of West Michigan is full of cats during this kitty season. We talk about upcoming deals and the needs of the society. And opening night at the Whitecaps is tonight. We talk about that as well.
Momentum Center hosts an Oscar-nominated film, Train Dreams. Key is the theme of grief, connection, hope. Barbara Lee to discuss the event, your Momentum Center close to your heart, Grand Haven, Holland, and I imagine even more places you touch your footprint. Barbara, always a pleasure. Good morning.
It's such a delight to be here, Shelley. Thank you.
Momentum Center, I kind of remember way back when, yes?
It's been a while.
What are you all about?
Yeah, the Momentum Center is creating a community where every person is fully visible and connected. And we do that in a couple of ways. We run a social recreational program for people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities that costs $1 a year to be a member of. And we address social determinants of mental health through our community conversations and our cultural immersion experiences.
Who's your target audience?
Well, it's pretty broad. When we talk about mental illness, addictions, and disabilities, that really applies to all of us at some point. So we're reaching out to individuals who are experiencing those things, as well as caregivers and supporters and loved ones.
Yes. And there's a base in Grand Haven. There's a base in Holland, yes?
Yes, that's true. And we welcome people from anywhere. Nobody is turned away because of geography.
Why $1 for an annual membership?
There's a couple of reasons for that. One is that it fills an affiliation need. People pay $1, and it's a ritual act that then makes them part of the program. The second part is just because of tracking. It makes it easy for us to figure out who is a member and who's not. We don't keep people on our membership rolls. It renews every year. Because we want to have honest numbers about how many people are really being served by our nonprofit.
In general, what's your programming? Meaning, we're going to talk about, obviously, Train Dreams, but you have other gatherings?
We do. So in terms of our social rec program, we really fill the behavioral health script. So nutrition, exercise, being in positive community, everything from cooking and baking classes to bingo and arts and crafts and everything in between. And then we have our movie night, our dinner and movie night, which is where we'll be featuring Train Dreams. We also, every Friday now, have a hot meal for anybody that wants to show up between 5 and 6 o'clock. We started that when the food benefits started being threatened. And we realized that there were a lot of people dealing with food instability. That opportunity to come and get a hot meal means that you're also in community. And you have an opportunity to use our shower and laundry facilities. So that takes place in the Grand Haven location. We also have community conversations. Our next town hall is on mental health practices. And that's coming up April 27th.
Yes. Before we get into Train Dreams this Friday night, that does include a complimentary meal prior, are we talking about more about mental illness?
The movie itself talks about grief and coping, and I think that is a large part of help of all of us addressing our own mental health and well-being. So, you know, there's this whole continuum between mental health and mental illness, between mental wellness. You can have a mental illness and be doing well. I have a son who has schizophrenia. He's been stable now for about 10 years, and he's doing well. You can also be going through a mental crisis and not have an illness. You can have situational anxiety, situational depression. And that's where community really comes into play, being able to have people you can just talk to when you don't necessarily have a diagnosable mental illness.
Tell me about Friday night.
So Friday night is open to anybody. At 5 o'clock, we'll have our dinner, and then at 6 o'clock, we show the movie. Our movies range. It's the second Friday of every month we have a movie night. And it everything from documentaries to Pixar movies. I really like to be able to find those movies that I think might have slipped under the radar, movies that are powerful, but people may have missed them. Train Dreams is one of the movies that was nominated for Best Picture Oscar this year. And so it was worth my time to watch. And I decided it was a good one to share because, again, there's so much, especially since COVID, we continue to be in this place where there's so much grieving going on. And to have that opportunity to experience grief through another lens and then figure out how we incorporate that in our own healing, I think is really helpful.
Barbara Lee with Momentum Center featuring Train Dreams, not only for its critical acclaim this Friday night, but for the universal themes it does explore. Exactly where am I headed?
You are going to head to the Grand Haven location at 401 7th Street. It's the former Rendezvous restaurant. A lot of people know us as the Rendezvous. Bright blue building as you enter Grand Haven. You can't miss it.
And I mentioned this was free.
Yes, absolutely. Free and open to anybody.
Is there any conversation afterward?
We don't typically have a conversation afterward because we don't want to limit participation. And a lot of times people just want to come, experience, and then process on their own. I'm always available to hang out and have those conversations, but it's not a structured conversation afterward.
What else do you need from the community?
I need them to spread the word and let people know, especially people who are facing food instability for that meal, and know that the meal's every Friday. The movie is one Friday a month, but the meal is always going on. And then again, this is a great opportunity for people to come into community. So many people are feeling more isolated and alone. This is that chance to know that you are part of something bigger than yourself.
I imagine with many things in life, just taking that first step and walking into an audience you just don't know.
Right.
But Barbara Lee will rescue you.
We don't want anybody to be alone.
Lastly, any big things for 2026?
There are a couple of other big things. We have another civil rights road trip that's in the works right now. This is we charter a bus. We go to Birmingham, Selma, Montgomery, and Memphis. It's an incredible immersive trip into our country's history. And April 15th is the deadline for registering. So we really need to fill that bus up. We also have Prom with the Purpose coming up in May. That's our main fundraiser, but it's more than that. That's about community integration, bringing together people who just don't normally spend time together. And our members prepare and celebrate this all year long.
Details one more time for Friday night, please.
Friday night, this Friday, 5 o'clock dinner, movie at 6, at the Momentum Center in Grand Haven, 401 North 7th Street.
And how do I find out more about Momentum Center?
You can go to MomentumCenterGH.org. Find out everything you need.
You a fan of Elvis?
I am a fan of Elvis.
Well, take a listen. Thank you, Barbara. He's an Elvis tribute artist. He's a big deal. I discovered him way back when, a couple years ago, entertaining those with the Ada Business Extravaganza. And, well, Liam Doyle has a talent of being an Elvis tribute artist. Stand by, Liam Doyle. We're going to talk all about you because you're going to be involved in our Shelley Irwin Fun Run, but I know you're involved in life. Momager Cheryl Doyle in the house. You've got a couple of tough roles here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Well, congratulations on raising an Elvis tribute artist.
Yeah,
and, of course, Liam's passion in life is making people happy by performing in this way. Cheryl, tell me a little bit about, your family.
Our family. We have 5 children. Liam's the youngest. Our oldest is, I think, 40. And so we got 9 grandchildren and some lovely daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, too. We live on a farm in Alto, and yeah, Liam has taken us to a whole new world that we never imagined we would be experiencing.
That's a compliment, Liam. Yes, stand by. We'll get you involved. But yet, Liam is employed, right?
Yes.
At Bee Cafe?
Yep, mm-hmm. In Lowell. It's called Liam's Bee Cafe, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take the roving mic out. All right, Liam, when did you first, hear about Elvis and want to become an Elvis tribute artist?
Well, I learned about Elvis on Full House by John Stamos, which is his character from Full House is Uncle Jesse.
From Full House, his character, John Stamos, correct? And then you said, wow, this is kind of cool?
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Jesse came out dressed up in jumpsuits off, and he loved Elvis, and so Liam wanted to learn more about Elvis.
Those who never really watched that show, guilty, where it comes. So the uncle came out in an Elvis?
Uncle Jesse.
Jesse did.
He would often dress up and sing Elvis songs, and I happen to have a sister who lived near Memphis, so we'd been to Graceland 6 times, and he could give you a tour of Graceland. He knows it inside and out, don't you, Liam?
Mm-hmm.
Liam, what is it about Elvis that makes you, well, who you are now?
Well, it happens to a lot of guys. So it's like, when I first saw the movie Epic, it's like, my best Norman passed out is movie about Elvis. Makes me so happy to go back in time when Elvis was in concert in 1950s through 1970s.
That's a recent movie, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. That is wonderful. Well, you were just a twinkle in an eye way back when, that's for sure. Yeah. Let me go back to Mom. When did you know that you needed to be a manager here?
Well, we just thought it was for fun. His first jumpsuit was a Party City jumpsuit for Halloween one year when he was like 10 or 12. But he got more and more serious about this, and we're like, oh my goodness, I think we're on a journey here.
Liam, do you remember, how did you practice your songs?
Well, I practice about every single day.
Yeah, for about an hour every day.
Yes. Did you have like a, and I don't mean to condescend, because I had one, did you have like a Mr. Mike? How did you practice?
Well, I practice with a microphone. And a microphone stand.
Okay, and a whole stand, yes.
Started out with a karaoke machine, okay, but yeah. We've got tracks now. And
now you've made the next step.
Yeah.
So what was your first, I'll start with you, Liam. I know I'm all over the map here because this makes me excited. How did you first know that you could do this? I guess what was your first act, your first presentation to an audience?
Well, it's about Camp Sunshine through another places when people call me.
Yeah. And people call you and you jump up on stage.
Yep.
How does Liam present his, playlist?
I sort of manage that. I'll tell him what the next song is. We go through it ahead of time and then just let him know what's coming up. And he'll announce the song, but I'll remind him what's next.
Yes. Liam, are you balancing this as an Elvis tribute artist with your work with Liam's Bee Cafe in Lowell?
Yeah. And I would like to talk more about the cafes because it's like a fun place to be and get some pot of coffee over there. We need to have more people come in to enjoy the coffees and a bunch of different treats and
Coffee and treats? Man, that's the cold roving microphone. What is your job there? Are you serving? Or are you taking in the money?
Well, I'm a barista, so I serve people with coffees, and my favorite coffee is the lattes.
Oh, you like the lattes. Those are the most expensive and more of the calories, but it's your favorite, and that's what's important. We're talking with Liam Doyle. He's an Elvis tribute artist, along with Mom Cheryl, who's Momager.
Momager,
yes, who was crafting the role that you are in, also enjoying working at Liam's Bee Cafe in Lowell, Michigan. So I did ask you to be part of the Shelley Irwin Fun Run on April 25th that morning. Are you okay entertaining the rockers and the runners and the dogs and the kids that run by? You going to sing for me there?
You betcha. Yes. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Well, sometimes I feel like a hound dog. All right, so if I ask you, Liam, just to maybe get into your Elvis character and just give us a quick example. I'm not going to ask you to sing a whole song because we want to save that for the 25th. But all right, I'm just going to be silent.
Wise men say only fools will sin, but I can't help falling in love with you.
May I applaud? Okay, I have an audience here. Applaud with me, Nate. Applaud with me. Get there. There we are. Well, I'm sure you get nothing but the praise, and I'm looking at your wonderful pictures, and it must be fun, Liam. We've got a couple minutes left.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I mean, do you have several? Do I call them outfits?
Jumpsuits.
Yep.
What are you wearing now?
Well, this one right now is what Elvis used in the movie called Epic.
It's a silk shirt. he probably wore it for a...
From 1970 when Elvis was doing his rehearsals.
Yeah, oh recordings. Gosh. Yeah.
And you got some pretty cool rings there?
Yeah, he did. He likes to collect different rings that Elvis wore.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of an
also,
Elvis.
Also, I like to give glory to God through this, what I do.
Yes. Glory to God.
Of course.
And all that he does.
Thank you very much. Without him, none of us would be doing our thing. So, well, go ahead, Mom.
Especially when he goes to assisted living homes. We were just in Florida, and he did three homes down there, and one had 80 people. And they were just coming alive and singing along, tapping their feet, and the staff were gathering around, and they had tears in their eyes, and it was just so moving and so beautiful to see. Elvis's songs were fun because they're good songs to sing along with.
Nice. All right, Elvis tribute artists, that's you, Liam Doyle. I look forward to your wonderful work on April 25th. You'll have to have a playlist, and you might be the hit of the show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, anything else you'd like to know? Is there a website that we can find out, Liam, to hire you or get you involved?
Facebook page?
Yeah, you can contact us on Facebook or Mom's emails.
Let's do Facebook. It's Liam Doyle, Elvis Tribute Artist. Yes. That'll get you there.
Get you there. Yes, sometimes it's simple to just do that. I will go there and post a picture. Okay. All right, Cheryl and Liam, we've done it.
Okay.
You, again, joining us on the 25th, but in between, get to know your good work. She's journeyed from corporate America to the ETA, entrepreneurship through acquisition, and more. But now she comes to us with the proud hat of a chief executive officer of Pondera Leadership Consulting. Yep, we've heard the term. You've most likely been through the doors to have your leadership qualities assessed, but I know there's more to life than that. I'm proud to introduce or reintroduce you to triathlete Kelly Conway. Oh, there I said it. Hi, Kelly. One triathlon all.
Yes. I love that you started with that. I thought maybe you would end with that, but Shelly, I'm not surprised.
Yes, and I'll even make that Iron Man. But I digress, as I often say, because you are a big deal, and I was honored to meet you through our wonderful Dr. Jackie Taylor, because you do have a big responsibility as CEO of Pondera Leadership Consulting. I'll just ask, are you excited for this next journey?
I am in love for this phase of my life and where I've been led. This has been an amazing journey, and I actually get to be CEO of two firms right now. So RepLite, which is a contract sales staffing company, and then also Pondera, which is a leadership consulting, which is based here in Grand Rapids. But it's been really an amazing ride.
Yes. So you're an overachiever.
Well, you are too, though, Shelly.
Okay, that's right. RepLite, Pondera Leadership Consulting, both organizations, obviously strong and obviously I then go with the next question of how are you doing both?
That's a great question. But you did start with the fact that I'm a triathlete, so I like to do everything in threes.
See, I made this answer easy for you. So are you also involved with Williams Charles Search Group?
So it's interesting. They're actually a strategic partner. So I am looking for a third acquisition or a third leg of the stool. But as I look at being able to help clients with all of their talent needs, having a full service recruitment was important. So William Charles and I, which is owned by Bill and Chuck, I love that.
Wonderful guys.
So we struck up a strategic partnership. So all of their hiring, they utilize the PVA, the Pondera Virtual Advisor, to hire. And we meet with them monthly. We do co-marketing together. They're a great firm.
Yes. And Sleeping Giant Capital is in here somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you are a business owner, or you're a mid-career executive and looking to be an entrepreneur, you should know who Sleeping Giant Capital is. They are a firm based out of Kalamazoo, and they are not private equity. So that's the one thing I must say all the time. They are a long-term hold fund. So they help entrepreneurs purchase companies. I'm building out a platform, so you call me an overachiever, but I'm looking to create the hire to retire, you know. So I need multiple companies to build out my vision, you know, the whole what I call employee life cycle. But Sleeping Giant Capital is really awesome in terms of what they've created. They partner with Western as well. So the students actually get to work on projects with the CEOs. They help entrepreneurs find businesses to buy. I don't know if you've ever heard of the phrase silver tsunami. Have you heard of that?
I have. Does that mean your hair is silver?
Not my hair.
Not my hair.
Not quite yet, although nice. I dye it. But the silver tsunami is this idea of all the baby boomers did an amazing job of building companies. And they're now at a point where they need to figure out an exit strategy. And either there's somebody not in their company or there's not somebody in their family that can take over their business. So the silver tsunami is there's all these great businesses that are sitting out there, and maybe they don't want to sell to private equity because private equity has its own issues and has not the best reputation at times. And so this allows there to be another succession option for them to be able to sell their firm, but then hand it over to a local investment firm and a capable CEO that can run and take their firm to the next level.
Or you wouldn't be where you are, that's for sure, because you deal with coolness, right?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
back to you, and then I want to get a little more into what are you doing for companies and leaders. When did you know it was time to make this jump from corporate America to taking risks?
Oh, Shelley, that's a great question. So here's my favorite thing. I tell people Kenny Rogers said it well. No one to hold, no one to fold, no one to walk away, no one to run. Remember the song, The Gambler? Okay. And I was a CHRO for a local firm, fairly large firm. And I just realized that my values were different than the values of that leadership team. Just was different. And it was time for me to figure out what was the next phase. And I really felt called away. And I really feel my faith drives me. And I felt called to do something bigger and better to help companies do things better. Because no company can run effectively without great talent strategies.
Strategies, yes. And you did, with the family supporting you and the whole gamut, as they say. What are you doing to help companies and leaders be better and do better?
Great question. So every company has employees. And I believe in this intersection between profit and people. And there's really three different verticals. There's a lot, but I try to simplify because I can only think through three. I always think in threes. So how do you hire the best? How do you develop and keep the best employees? And then at the end of the life cycle, how do you transition an employee onto their next chapter? Or how do you help an employee retire? There is a way to do that. So I'm looking for firms that are in those three areas. Pondera Leadership Consulting helps selection, helps with executive coaching, leadership development. Rep Light is a contract sales staffing company. So we help companies build out sales teams, how to find the best sales talent. I would argue, this is my opinion of being in HR for 30 years. Wow. There's two jobs that are really hard to hire, Shelley. One is salespeople. Finding a great, because you need this EQ and IQ, so you have to find the right fit for what it is you're selling. So we only do high-end sales, so usually six-figure or just below that sales jobs. But and it's a contract sales staffing, so it's a little bit different. And then the second job that's also really hard to hire, which people find this funny, but it's true, is an executive administrative assistant. Because you need them to be competent and kind. Usually you can find a great competent person, but maybe they're not super kind.
Often the first impressions.
Or they're very kind, but maybe they're not competent. So, and with sales teams, it's not much dissimilar. You need people that are relational, but also can understand the technical side of the sale. So
you're helping the...
We help hire.
You help hire.
We help. Yeah. We actually hire the sales reps directly. We've got great clients, large med tech pharma companies. We also have smaller startup companies that are helping build out their sales forces.
Wonderful. Kelly Conway with us. She's journeyed from corporate America to her life now, CEO of Pondera Leadership Consulting and Rep Light.
Yes.
Right? So put both of them in there. What do you need from the community here, Kelly? I'll call you still new, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I need from the community is support. So one is if you have a talent need, like if I don't own the company, I can refer you to somebody who can help you. Like every company needs to understand how you treat and develop and build your teams is critical. So if you have a talent need, reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn. If not me, I have somebody in one of my firms that can help you. And then the second thing, and I have to do kind of a little bit of a shameless plug, I'm still looking for the third acquisition. Ideally, I'm looking for firms that have $1.5 million of adjusted EBITDA or more. So larger firms. I'm not looking for small. I'm looking for larger firms. Right now, I kind of have what I would call peanut butter and jelly, but I still need the bread.
Okay, yeah, there's the talking to a fifth grader type of thing.
So I have two firms, but I need that third firm to round it out.
Yes. And this will happen. Do you have three kids?
I have four.
Okay, I see. You broke your rule of three.
I know.
But see, there's that super mom. Well, obviously more to talk about, but we'll get you back. And then the PVA is, for one who's never heard this, a very important instrument.
Pondera Virtual Advisor. Lots of people are familiar with personality assessments. This, I would say, is the Porsche of personality assessments. It's amazing. It can really help people understand themselves. It's like a 4-in-1 tool. It's got an EQ section, so actually being able to measure your emotional intelligence and how you can help with your self-management. But self-awareness, I believe, is the answer to relationships, effective performance, better leadership, better employees. Because if you know where you're starting from, you then know where you can go.
All right. That's a big sentence to end on. Kelly Conway, how do we find out more about you and your good work?
So the easiest way is LinkedIn. Directly connect with me on LinkedIn, but you can also look at either of the websites. At some point, I will probably name this talent platform, but right now it doesn't make sense to name it. I'm kind of building the Millennium Falcon, so I've got two thrusters and still building some stuff. But you can look at PonderaAdvisors.com or RepLight.com. But the easiest way is connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm checking my LinkedIn all the time.
Let's go LinkedIn. All right. Keep the energy up. That's a no-brainer. See you on the course, and we'll talk again. Congratulations on your success now and in the future. Kelly Conway, CEO. I think my next guest is from the Humane Society, and it's kitty season. You need a kitty?
You know, I'm going to pass. I've got two dogs and three cats and four kids. I'm going to take a hard pass. But you know, Shelley, thank you. I will see you on the 5K run, though, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Kelly Conway, Chief Executive Officer, Pondera Leadership Consulting, Rep Light. And we'll get you one more. Take care of you. Next interview, bring the kitty in, but maybe not, because I pay more attention to the kitty than Winnie Walsh. Good that you are here. Is it kitten season and more, Winnie, on behalf of the Humane Society of West Michigan?
Yes, we are in the thick of kitten season right now. Every year we see anywhere from 500 to 700 kittens, but Shelley, last year we had close to 1,000 that came through our doors.
Well, let's think positive and hopefully 99%, if not 100%, receive their homes or their foster homes or more, because the kitten has a life to live. And yet we know the problem of overpopulation, and that's probably where we need to spend most of our time. But you do have kittens and more available. Let's talk about how to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So kitten season, as I was talking about earlier, is really this time in the spring when it gets warm and cats start to go into heat. And so we see more of these unplanned litters, and we will get litters of kittens brought to our shelter that are orphaned. And I'm not kidding, 1-2 hours old. So we are equipped with incubators, we have heartbeat simulators, and we have a program called our Neonate Ninjas that are staff and volunteers that have been trained to bottle feed and give that round-the-clock care for kittens. But we are really kind of asking the community to, one, understand what kitten season means and what to do if they find a kitten. So if you go outside and you find a litter of kittens, naturally a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I need to bring them to a shelter. But if they are healthy, if they are plump, they have big, you know, fat little bellies full of milk, or you've seen mom around and she seems healthy, it's okay to leave them until they are, you know, more of that like 8-ish weeks old, and then they can come to the shelter. But it's better for their soul, social emotional health, and also their overall health if they are left with mom.
Would this be a feral cat situation then? Or
yes.
Using that word kind of strong.
Yes. Any kind of cat that's necessarily living outside. We do sometimes even see unwanted litters if someone owns a cat and it's not fixed. So we definitely would recommend that. And if you have a cat that's not fixed, we can kind of help you through that process for low cost or free. But if you do see kittens outside and they look sick, they look lethargic, they don't have those little plump bellies, you can bring them in and we can help you, and we can bottle feed and all of those different kinds of things.
Yes, so do what you can to be as humane as you can. And again, I know the Humane Society of West Michigan is there for that. Is this part of this Kitten Caboodle program?
Yes. So our Kitten Caboodles program is kind of our response and our ask to the community to help with this. So it's important to know what to do if you find a kitten. But once they come through our doors, like I said, 500, 700, up to 1,000 last year, it takes a lot of resources for us to be able to care for all of those little kittens. So through Kitten Caboodles, you can donate, and it basically puts together what we call neonate kitten kits. So it'll have formula, bottles, heartbeat simulators. It helps us buy incubators, spay neuters, vaccines if they need any additional care. Kitten Caboodles is our way that we're able to purchase those supplies. And so if you want to donate, you can go to our website and support Kitten Caboodles. It'll support all of that care that I just listed. And if you donate over $25, you get to name one of the kittens. And I've seen some interesting names come through.
Like?
My favorite is someone named a whole litter of kittens after cleaning products. So we had like Clorox, we had Fabuloso, we had just like different types of cleaning wipes and different things. So it's funny what people think of.
Humane Society of West Michigan, Winnie Walsh, Director of Development and Marketing in the house. Kitten season, you could see over 700 kittens at least into your doors this season. So prevention the key, but yet if one is available to adopt or foster, are you there for us?
Yes, absolutely. Fostering, you can apply on our website. Just go under the foster page and fill out an application. We have an amazing program for any kind of animal that you want to foster. But kittens, we have a whole kitten college people can go through to learn how to take care of those little neonates. And then adoption, definitely always check our website. All of our animals who are available for adoption, we update that every day as soon as someone gets adopted. And we just... we have tons of kittens, but we're always full. We're over capacity with dogs right now, too. So yeah, if kittens aren't your jam.
I saw that note, too, that so over capacity is a scary thought. So you're having specials, I'm sure, with this?
Yes. For dogs specifically, we're over capacity right now. And like I said, with kittens, we're just in the thick of kitten season. But for dogs this week, a little bit different than our kitten season, but we are doing Spring Break Unleashed. So now through April 11th, all of our adult adult dogs 6 months and older have a waived adoption fee of just $50. And you get a little pack your bags kit to go with the spring break theme if you adopt an adult dog this week.
Do senior dogs need our help?
They do. We get quite a few senior dogs in, and there's lots of situations that lead to us having senior dogs, and a lot of them are their caregivers may have passed away. So we have tons of senior dogs right now that are looking for a loving home, and senior dogs are great because, you know, with a puppy, they're wonderful, they're cute, they're fun. With a senior dog, you already know what you're getting. So they've already been through, you know, a lot of times the training, the housebreaking, and you know a lot about their personality, and they have so much love to give. I mean, I had a family dog that lived to be 15. I had a cat that lived to be 19, and my cousin's cat lived to 21. So just because they're in that senior year doesn't mean they don't have a ton more golden years to spend with you.
There is the truth to that, all available at our Humane Society of West Michigan. But the kittens need the help as well. All right, what's the action item, Winnie Walsh?
For kittens, just making sure that you are aware if you are finding them outside, that you're checking, making sure they look plump and happy. If they don't, bringing it to us. And then for kitten caboodles, you can donate online at our website, hswestmi.org, to support all of the supplies we need and name a kitten. Shelley, if you were going to name a kitten, what would you name it?
Winnie.
Oh, me too. What a coincidence.
Oh, I'd have to think about that, and then I'd want to take it home. So, but I'd name it Winnie, or Kitty Kitty, or let's not even go there, because right now as we speak, my babe is getting spayed. So, yeah, the animal, the doggy in my life is getting spayed this morning.
Oh,
so
well, that's good.
Isn't that good?
That's important.
Thank you very much, Humane Society of West Michigan. You and yours doing good work, Winnie Walsh. Take care. It is the home opener of our West Michigan Whitecaps. Yep, tonight. Let's talk to you, Nate Phillips, about, what we are in store for. How excited are you?
Oh, Shelley, we are so excited for opening day. It's like a national holiday around here. So we're really stoked at the Whitecaps kick things off tonight.
Of course, you have kicked things off away, but there's nothing like a home ball game to boot. So do you have plenty of players with winning experience that will be headed to Comstock Park tonight?
Yes, we do. So we've been able to get our final roster over the weekend. And so about half of the team that was a part of last year's Midwest League championship team will be turning this year, which is great. The other fun caveat is the low A Lakeland team. So there are a bunch of players on that team that will also be mixing with this year's Whitecaps players. They also won their Florida State League championship last year as well. So just about everybody who is going to be in that dugout has won a championship with the Tigers at some point in time in that organization.
It's cool. So you have a couple games under your belly being away by now, correct?
That is correct. The team went 2-1 over the weekend in Great Lakes. And so, it's always good coming home with a couple of wins and being in front of a nice, fun home base who's going to be welcoming the team back in style. We're going to have a lot of...
Uh-oh, Nate, where'd you go? Uh-oh, I lost my Nate. Well, let's listen to a little more of Take Me Out to the Ball Game while I get Nate back on the line. Oh, I got Nate. Yay, Nate. You there for me?
Hey.
Okay, good.
We're back. We're back better than ever.
That's what we do. Nate, give me details of tonight, please.
Absolutely. First pitch is taking place at 6:35 p.m. LMCU ballpark, and you're going to be one of the first folks in line here. We're going to have 2,000 replica championship rings that were given away to fans. So gates open at 5:15, and we are going to get underway right at 6:35 this evening.
Good. All right, so for someone who's never been to the ballpark, what kind of experience am I looking forward to, especially opening night?
You're going to look forward to a lot of celebration just of kicking off the season and then reveling in last year's Midwest League championship. We're going to be unveiling some banners around the ballpark. You know what? We're just ready to play ball. It's the unofficial, kickoff to the summer here. And so you can always expect it to be 75 and sunny at the ballpark, but it might be on the little colder side this evening. So make sure you dress warm this evening. But If you do plan to stick around for the entire game, we will be having post-game fireworks as well. Cool. Again, to just kick off the season and be ready to go.
Nice. Now, there are you might be sold out with these, but there are suites. There are ways to get a full experience, I trust.
Yes, that is true. We do have some availability indoors if you are into the crowd of watching behind glass or peeking out your head every now and again. We do have some suites available. We still have tickets available, throughout the seating bowl as well. So, yeah, you can get those at whitecapsbaseball.com. You can get those today. You can order those suites and just in time for the ball game tonight.
And bring my baseball glove to catch a stray ball, yes?
That's right. That's right. You're always going to get the opportunity to catch that elusive foul ball. But if you're here and again out in the stands, yeah, you'll get a good chance to do that, and also catch some nice food items. We got about 15 new food items that we're rolling out this year as well that we're excited for our fans to try and give us some feedback on, because it wouldn't be a ball game without a great food experience here as well.
Yes, well, the microphone was out a couple times this year, and we brought back those samples in conversation form, and so I know that your public will be very proud of what has been chosen. All right, Nate Phillips, details one more time. It is opening night, West Michigan Whitecaps. Who are we playing, and what time do we start?
We are playing the Great Lake Loons tonight, and the first pitch is going to take place right at 6:35 p.m.
Mascots included?
Mascots included. Crash will be here ready to welcome in those crowds.
Wonderful. All right, Nate, save your energy. Thanks for all you've done in preceding the opening, and we'll continue to talk throughout the season. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Shelley.
I'm Shelley Irwin, your inspiration for this day. Oscar Wilde says, "You can never be overdressed or overeducated." There we are. Go for that next PhD, even if you have one. Hope you have a good day and you enjoyed the show. I'm Shelley Irwin.